Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
The end of this first reading always kind of cracks me up a little bit. And I know they're referring to Jewish priests, but where it says, even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Well, yeah, priests are still working on having faith. We're not experts. When we look at the readings today, we might think that the theme that sort of ties them all together is faith. Here we have in the gospel, Jesus saying, you have faith in God, have faith also in me. And he goes on to say, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or believe because of the works themselves. Whoever believes in me will do the works I do, and so forth and so on. But I think if we take things a little bit deeper, take it a step further, we find that the reading is really about hope. Because Jesus says to his disciples, first, do not let your hearts be troubled. Well, when do our hearts get troubled? Sometimes our hearts get troubled when our hope is shaken. When we start to wonder if our hopes are going to be fulfilled. We start wondering if things are going to turn out okay. We start worrying that things might not turn out the way that we want them to, that we desire them to. After all, hope is a sense of confidence that the deepest longings of our hearts are going to be satisfied, right? Hope is not just optimism, flipping a coin that says, I'm going to choose to think that things are going to go okay instead of not going okay. Hope is different than optimism. Optimism is founded on the firm foundation of God's word and God's promises to us. The trouble is sometimes instead of building our hopes and setting our desires on the things that God wants for us, we construct an image of our life that is built just on our own reasoning or built on what is immediately present to us in our own minds as the things that we want. Maybe it's good health for ourselves and for our loved ones. Or it could be financial security or protection from adversity or a general sense of peace and happiness in life. Sometimes the things that we want are more like control or maybe even power over other people. But whatever it is, sometimes we construct this ideal version of our lives in our minds, and that's what we set our hopes on. So then we come before God and say, all right, Lord, just do these things for me, and that will be enough. Like Philip says in the gospel, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Just a small request. Show us God the Father. That will be enough. But like Philip, we get our own notions of what our life is supposed to be like or what our ideal version of our life would be. And that's what we set our hopes on sometimes. What does that lead to? Disappointment. A lot of times it leads to disappointment. Because the things we hope for our lives are not the things that God wants for our lives. Now, not to say that that's true for all of them. God wants us, I think, to be healthy, wants us to be happy, joyful. But it doesn't mean that God wants our lives to be completely free from every trial. God knows that the trials make us stronger. The trials help us grow in faith if we allow them. So what's important for us when we consider hope is that we place our hopes in what God wants for us. So that can take some hard work. It might take some rethinking of how we envision our lives unfolding. We can come before the Lord and instead of saying, okay, Lord, here's my list of what I want. Now please grant all these things. We come before the Lord and say, show me, Lord, what I should be praying for. Help me to understand what to ask for. And Lord God, stir up in my own heart a desire for what you want for me. Because I know that when I want what you want for me, my hopes are not going to be disappointed. I'm not going to live in a place of fear or worry or anxiety or frustration. If I long for the things that God wants for me, God will fulfill my hopes. That's what we ask for today. The grace to want what God wants for us. I mean, it seems kind of irrational sometimes to even suggest that we would want anything other than what God wants for us. But we ask God for things all the time that he probably doesn't want for us. So Lord, help us today to get our thinking set straight and give us your light, O Holy Spirit, so that we might pray as we ought. And help us to follow that counsel of the Lord Jesus, who tells us, do not let your hearts be troubled. Help us to have confidence, O Lord, that when we hope for what you want for us, we will never be disappointed.